And now a closer look at the country the U.S. finds so troubling, Venezuela. Farmers there, sanctioned by the government, are seizing land from large landowners. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to Venezuela to see the effects of land redistribution.
It's the calving season on the Parima Ranch. Cows grown protectively at the sight of strangers in the carefully tended pastures. Acreage that sprawls across the steamy Venezuelan landscape under a canopy of billowing clouds. How many more seasons there will be like this is an open question for Paco Brancher, one of the owners of this spread that is about the size of the city of Chicago. Brancher wears the blue jeans of a farmer and the wide midriff of prosperity. He says in the 60 years that his family has worked this ranch, they have been pioneers in cattle breeding and conservation. Brancher says since the leftist government of President Chavez began allowing the landless to seize property here 5 years ago, the farm has shrunk.
We have less land every day because of these invasions.
President Chavez stepped up his campaign to hand land to poor farmers after beating back a recall election to oust him last year. Landless farmers, backed by government security forces, have taken over thousands of acres of the Brancher's ranch. The National Guard turns up with a couple dozen more farmers who've come to negotiate the terms of their occupation. Talks soon devolve into recriminations as the farmers square off with ranch owner Paco Brancher. First, one woman. Then the entire crowd. At one point, a farmer in a t-shirt emblazoned with a picture of President Chavez tells the owners, "The day we get one of your men from his horse, he won't walk again." Paco Brancher cups a cigarette in his hand and shakes his head. A local official with the government land agency ignores the simmering class war and serves up socialist creeds from the sidelines.
Los procesos revolucionarios no son para verdaderamente para los miedos.
The revolutionary process is not for the fearful, says Rinaldo Ledón, as a National Guard commander steps in. The government says that 5% of the population owns 75% of the farmland. And scenes like this are repeated throughout Venezuela, as the government wrests land from the wealthy and distributes plots to those who've never owned one. Chavez wants farming cooperatives, which critics call a throwback to communist economies. But co-op farmer Napoleon Matute stands in mud-covered boots and declares, he's rescuing the land.
¿Por qué tan pocas personas en el mundo con tanto dinero?
How is it that so few have so much when there are so many who have nothing to eat, he asks. I believe that this is national land and that it gave birth to all of us. And we should all have a small piece of it, Matute says, adding that President Chavez is sent by God. Across Latin America, the rural poor are increasingly mobilized, pushing land reform as a human right. The Chavez approach of seizing land from the rich may shore up his base with the landless, but constitutional expert Rafael Chavera says it sets a bad precedent.
It is popular to say that, well, look what he's doing. He's taking property away from the rich people and he's giving away the property to poor people. He's ruling for half of the country.
Chavera, who represents ranch owners, says the expropriation of land in full production without compensation violates the owner's constitutional rights.
We are not respecting the due process.
President Chavez denies violating anyone's rights, or that these land seizures bear a likeness to Zimbabwe's, where white farmers have been run off. His hostility, however, is unmistakable.
Yo lo ratifico, la propiedad privada no es sagrada.
There is nothing sacred about private property, Chavez declares during a recent weekly television broadcast. He says the country needs to break its dependency on imported food and says he aims to reclaim 1.25 million acres this year. Scores of estates and hundreds of farms have been identified, the Brancher's among them. The government has allowed some ranchers to keep a portion of their property. But Paco Brancher sounds prepared for the worst and more than aware of a new dawning in Venezuela.
I understand nothing lasts forever, and nothing was in this earth for someone in particular. So I wouldn't cry if I knew that it was for better.
Until then, Brancher says,
we're fighting, and we're gonna keep fighting.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.